People used to criticize and complain to Jesus that he was spending his time with people who'd done bad things. Jesus knew they were complaining and criticizing, and so he told this story. Once, he said, there was a father with two sons. And the younger son said one day, "Hey, Dad, let's imagine that you died today. And let's just have you give me now all the stuff that would be mine when you die. Any buildings or farmland or goats or cows, whatever I was going to get, how about you just give it to me right now?" And so the father divided his property, and he gave his younger son his share of the inheritance. And the younger son immediately sold everything, so he had a lot of money, packed his bags, and he left home. And he went far, far away to a distant land. When he got to that land, he didn't go to school, he didn't get a job, he didn't spend 1 minute thinking about the future. He just started spending that money, spending it on entertainment, pleasure, indulgence, every day, spending money. And before long, his money was all gone. And then suddenly, he had nowhere to live, and he had nothing to eat, and he had no friends, because all of his friends were only interested in him as long as he had money to spend. But they deserted him when he ran out of money. And just at that time, difficulties and troubles came upon the land, that distant place where he was living. Suddenly the crops weren't growing very well, and nobody had very much to eat. He got hungrier and more worried every day. Finally, one day, somebody gave him a job, and his job was on a farm. He was in charge of feeding the pigs, and that meant that every day he got a bucket full of leftover food from the people's dinner table, and then he would feed these things to the pigs. It was called the slop bucket, and he was so hungry that one day he said, I would actually be willing to eat the stuff that I'm feeding to the pigs, but nobody gave him anything to eat. And then one day he remembered, he got to thinking what life was like back at home. He remembered how that at his father's house and on his father's farm, everybody always had enough to eat, even the workers. Everyone was well fed. And he said to himself, I'm going to go home. And when I get there, I'm going to say, I've done a terrible thing. I've sinned against you, Father, and I've sinned against God by treating you so disrespectfully and by spending all this money, and now I have nothing to show for it. I realize I don't even deserve to be called your son anymore, but you, if you would just let me be one of the workers on your farm, treat me like a hired hand, at least I would have something to eat, and I would be really grateful. And so the younger son set out for home. And it was a very long, exhausting, hungry journey. Finally, though, he drew near, and it happened that his father was looking out in the distance when he saw his younger son coming down the road. And the father took off running from the house, ran down the road to hug and kiss and welcome his son back home. And the son gave the speech that he planned to give. He said, Father, I've sinned against you and against heaven. I don't even deserve to be called your son. The father heard him. He didn't argue with him. But he started hollering for the servants. Quick, bring the best cloak. Bring sandals. Bring a ring for my son's hand and start preparing a feast. We are going to celebrate because my son, who was dead, has come back to life. My son, who was lost, has been found. And so all the neighbors from all around came, and there was music and there was dancing and there was feasting. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Dear God, thank you for loving all your children. Thank you for loving us even when we make mistakes. Give us the humility to say we're sorry, and give us the grace to accept new beginnings from your hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.